Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello and welcome to Political Brothers with your host, Chauncey. This particular episode will be an episode of just me. No music, no laughs, just you and I, unedited. When Avery and I started this podcast a few years ago, we started it with the mindset to bridge the gap between two brothers with different political views, normalizing the conversation of politics, finding common ground, and what I'll say is it was the best time. We actually grew very close, closer than ever before. That being said, Avery hasn't been around for a while. But to put a plug on that for a moment, which this all ties together, is the fact that a man by the name of Charlie James Kirk was murdered today in Utah, doing the exact same thing, normalizing debate, to find common ground. But say what you want about Charlie Kirk, be it you hate him, love him, he was a person, a human being, just like you and I. And though we do not know the motives of his killer, I spent many an hour on social media just seeing how everyone was reacting. And the few that did, that cheered for his death, rejoiced and mocked him and his family. It's disgusting. Because at the end of the day, even if I disagree, and there are people I disagree with, I would never wish what happened to Charlie happened to them. And a part of me does feel the same way. I mean, we both have families, children, young, roughly the same age. Him obviously on a massive scale compared to this podcast, but still, there are things that I could relate. And it disgusts me how political violence is slowly becoming very prominent as shootings are in the United States. I've always been a believer in gun control, and I just feel that at some point, when is enough enough? But to see people rejoicing, laughing, party and of a man's death. Ooh. Maybe hurt some feelings with words. Never actually hurt anybody, to my knowledge at least. And all I have to say is that anyone that supports anyone that believes in such violence and such political revolution, they are as un-American as I can ever say, because we live in a country where our First Amendment, God-given right of freedom of speech, is that our freedom of speech, you may not like it, what one has to say, but they have a right to speak it. That is how it works. You can't change it if you don't like what's said. Simple as that. But nowadays, all I could say is it's just scary and wrong. Now, circling back to Avery. Obviously, Avery's been doing a lot, education-wise. But then it went from that to simply his beliefs did not align with mine, and as a result, he no longer wanted to be in communication with me nor be my brother. Hypocritical, yes. But I still love him nonetheless. And all I can say is that that's where Avery's missing has been. He did no longer want to take part in this podcast due to simply he did not agree with my beliefs. And as a result, he would choose that over trying to find common ground. So as you guys can tell and see at this point, politics is becoming a thing that it is literally driving families apart. And it shouldn't be. It's also why this will be, for now at least, the last episode of Political Brothers. Because I personally do not believe in running a podcast that one says Political Brothers and the brother I founded is not there. And I did enjoy our time with having Anthony as a co-host, but it just didn't feel right. And now, this is it. It has been a pleasure listening, talking, discussing, replying to all the numerous emails from all of our listeners. Y'all have been amazing. And when, who knows, a new podcast may arise, definitely let you know. But right now, all I can think about, honestly, is how we as a people, certain individuals, depending on where they live, either left or right, have to worry either, about expressing their political beliefs. whether it be in the Deep South and highly conservative areas, or in very liberal areas such as New York or California. No one in this world or country, period, should feel demonized for their beliefs, no matter how crazy it is. I mean, I don't know. What I personally try to do is I always picture how another person feels, reacts, as well as try to walk in their shoes. Because nowadays, race is brought up all the time now for no reasons. Everything's is spun to be deemed racially motivated. Everything is either leftist, right that, and lately it's leftist, right that. It's disgusting. It's totally disgusting. And the violence that is just breaking out is ridiculous. Personally, I don't know what to think of it. And I just feel that the murder of Charlie Kirk is just the epitome of it. All I could say, and I'll say this, to Avery. If you are listening, it was a pleasure doing the show with you. It was fun. And I enjoyed every second of it. No matter how, we argued at times, it was awesome. And to this day, I'll tell anyone, speak your truth. If you want to do something, just do it. My brother and I didn't know how to edit or do a podcast. We just did it. And have fun, because life's too short, and just put shit in perspective, man. And if you love someone, tell them you love them. Because I guarantee, and mind you, there's a million, people die every day. People die every day. Fortunately, people are murdered every day. But I didn't realize we live in a country where, because you speak about your personal, your political beliefs, you're dead. Because I guaranteed when Charlie left his hotel, probably talked to his wife and kids, or what have you, he did not realize that he would be dying today. And All I could say is that I appreciate ever more what Charlie was doing. I appreciate more what my brother Avery and I were trying to do, and the countless others. It's just that right now I can't mentally continue that fight, but I always believe in it, and I would challenge all those out there to debates, to bridge the gap, to, instead of demonizing one side, maybe try to listen, find common ground, because in all honesty, people are, even though some may be vastly different, they're a lot more alike than you think. And all I could say is thank you. Thank you for everything, guys. Love you all. You all have been amazing. And yeah, until next time.